Valentine's Day is a time to celebrate love or wallow in heartbreak. So for those of you obsessing on what went wrong, we have two songs about heartbreak, and Willie Nelson is going to tell us about writing them. Here he is on a 1961 demo recording doing his song Opportunity to Cry.
Just watch the sunrise on the other side of town. Once more I've waited, and once more you've let me down. This would be a perfect time for me to die. I'd like to take this opportunity to cry. You gave your word, now I'll return it to you with this suggestion as to what you can do. Just exchange the words I love you to goodbye, while I take this opportunity to cry. I'd like to see you.
That's Willie Nelson and a demo recording he made of his own song in 1961 when he was trying to interest people in recording his songs. What was the fate of that song? Did anybody ever do it?
I don't think anybody done it but me. I've recorded it maybe a couple of times since then on various, a couple of different albums. I don't remember what they were right at the moment, but it was one of those really sad, almost pitiful songs.
You know, in talking about country songs, like country songs have certain conventions in a way. You know, like a lot of country songs are about cheating or drinking too much or falling in love. I guess you could say the same thing about rock songs. But there's also like a subcategory of country songs where like you're feeling so bad you're just overwhelmed with self-pity. And one of the most self-pitying of the self-pitying songs is a song that you wrote that's included on your demo sessions that I really want to play and hear the story behind. And so here it comes. This is Willie Nelson singing a very self-pitying song.
If I'd only had one arm to hold you, better yet, if I'd had none at all, then I wouldn't have two arms that ache for you, and there'd be one less memory to recall. If I'd only.
Then in the next verse, you imagine having only one eye, so he'd have only one eye to cry. Did you think of
that's
the song?
That's pitiful, isn't it?
Yes, so self-pitying. did you think that when you sat down to write this that you would write the ultimate self-pitying song?
Well, actually, I didn't sit down to write that one. The way that song happened, I was lying in bed with Shirley, and I woke up in the middle of the night wanting a cigarette, and her head was on my arm. So I had to reach over on the side of the bed and get a cigarette and put it in my mouth and then get a match with that one hand and then try to strike that one match. So it all started from that.
Oh, because you only had one arm? Really? Is this really what
happened? That's true. That's a true story. So from the one arm, I went into the one eye, one ear, one leg.
That's really funny. That was an excerpt of our 2006 interview with Willie Nelson.
And if I had been born with but one eye, then I'd only have one eye that cries. half of my heart turned to ashes. Maybe half of my heartaches would die. If I'd only had one leg to stand on. Then a much truer picture she'd see. Cause then I'd more closely resemble the half a man she made of me. The half a man she